Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shayfanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillah, we thank our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. Subhanallah, you are watching this program called Praises of the Chosen One. Subhanallah, this is the program where we recite the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, in the company of our beloved Naveed Attari on my right and Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib on my left, mashallah, both our Naat Khans will be reciting Naats and Kalams in the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the moment where hearts unite and subhanallah, our lips and tongues are moved by or in the recitation and in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us inshallah azza wa jalla connect ourselves with Madinatul Munawwara. Let us inshallah azza wa jalla increase our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to these amazing and beautiful naats, nasheeds and kalams, manaqib as well inshallah azza wa jalla. Without any further delay, dear viewers, as it is our routine to commence with a hamd, munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, main ishara deta hoon apne Naveed bhai ko ki hame hamd-e bari ta'ala sunaye. Let's praise our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's present our plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله 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 Ya Rab hai baksh dena bandon ko kaam tera Ya Rab hai baksh dena bandon ko kaam tera La taqna tu suna hai La taqna tu suna hai Humne kalam tera Allah 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 Hey, tu hi dene wala pasti se de bulandi hai tu hi dene wala pasti se de bulandi asmal maqam mera aana maqam tera asmal maqam mera aana maqam tera allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. محروم کیوں رہے نا محروم کیوں رہے نا جی بھر کے کیوں نہ لوں میں محروم کیوں رہوں میں جی بھر کے کیوں نہ لوں میں دیتا ہے رزق سب کو ہے فیض عام تیرا اللہ 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 ایمان کی کہیں گے ایمان کی کہیں گے ایمان ہے ہمارا ایمان کی کہیں گے ایمان ہے ہمارا احمد رسول تیرا مصحف کلام تیرا احمد رسول تیرا مصحف کلام تیرا اللہ 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 جب تک ہے دل بغل میں جب تک ہے دل بغل میں ہر دم ہو یاد تیری جب تک ہے دل بغل میں ہر دم ہو یاد تیری جب تک زباں ہے منہ میں جاری ہو نام تیرا جب تک زباں ہے منہ میں جاری ہو نام تیرا اللہ 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 شمس و دحا محمد بدر و دجا محمد شمس و دحا محمد بدر و دجا محمد ہے نور پاک روشن ہے صبح و شام تیرا اللہ 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 یہ داغ بھی نہ ہوگا میرے سوا کسی کا یہ غلام بھی نہ ہوگا میرے سوا کسی کا یہ غلام بھی نہ ہوگا میرے سوا کسی کا کونین میں ہے جو کچھ جو سب ہے تمام تیرا کونین میں ہے جو کچھ جو وہ ہے تمام تیرا اللہ 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 اللہ
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, this kalam that you have been listening to, Munajat, Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, has been composed by Dagh Dehlavi. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, Munajat, a plea in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We all should seek forgiveness. SubhanAllah, this is the sunnah and the teachings of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that on a daily basis we should make istighfar. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to approximately make istighfar 70 times to 100 times daily, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Ya Rab, hey bakhsh, dena bande ko kaam tera. O Lord, it is up to your mercy to grant forgiveness to the servant. Mahroom rehna jaye kal ye ghulam tera. Let not the servant of yours be deprived tomorrow on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The poet then says, Jab tak hai dil baghal mein, har dam ho yaad teri. Subhanallah, dil is the heart. And he says, as long as the heart remains within the chest, may it be immersed in your remembrance at every moment. Yani every heartbeat should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our being, our existence, our living, our salah, our ibadat, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُقِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran that we should say our salah, our ibadat, our living and our dying, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. جَبْ تَكْ هِدِلْ بَغَلْ مَنْ هَرْ دَمْ هُوْ يَا تَيْرِي جَبْ تَكْ زَبَانْ هِمْ مُحْ مَنْ جَارِي هُوْ نَامْ تَيْرَى. As long as the tongue is in the mouth, may your name continue to flow upon it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, there was a person in Bani Israel. It is stated that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years. He performed ibadat of Allah azza wa jalla for 20 years. And for the other 20 years, he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When his mind came to senses and when he realized that he had sinned for 20 years, yet he worshipped Allah for another 20 years. He pleaded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made dua. He says, Ya Rab, I have indeed sinned. I have committed numerous sins. For 20 years, I have disobeyed you. Ya Rab, is there any chance for my forgiveness? Subhanallah, it is stated, dear viewers, he heard a voice from the unseen saying to him, when you showed your love to us, we befriended you. We loved you. When you left us, we left you. Allahu Akbar. Now that you have come back, we will accept you. Subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one cannot fathom, dear viewers. The doors of bakhshish, the doors of forgiveness is always open for as long as a banda, a servant repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of all the sins you may have committed, dear viewers of Madini channel. At times it does happen that due to this, the hardness of the heart and the love of the dunya, we become rebellious. We become stubborn. This is the summary of the ayah that when it is said to a person to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like now, the advice is to fear Rabb Allah azza wa jalla, to repent. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. When it is said to some person to fear Allah azza wa jalla, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. Due to his stubbornness, he continues to sin even more. He commits even more crimes. فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. For such a person, the best place is the hellfire. Thus, we repent in the court of Allah from all our sins, dear viewers of Madini channel. Hai tu hi dene wala pasti se de balandi. You alone are the giver. Ya Rab, raise me from lowliness to elevation. From this low position of mind to a high station. Subhanallah. Because why? You alone are the giver. Hai tu hi dene wala pasti se de balandi. Asfal maqam mera ala maqam tera. My rank is lowly while your station is most high. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, this was the beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala we were listening to by Naveed Gauri Attari Hafizahullah. May Allah Kareem accept this recitation and grant us the ability and tawfiq to consistently, continuously repent in his court, especially when there is a sin that's committed. Do not leave the tawbah for the next day or for next week, next Jumu'ah, next Eid. Instead, dear viewers of Madini channel, we should not even sleep if we have not performed 2 rak'at salatul tawbah. Form this habit inshallah azza wa jalla and you shall see the closeness and the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla that will envelop you inshallah. Now we move towards the kalams. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Tu sham'e risalat hai alam tera parwana. Tu maahe nabuwat hai ae jalwae janana. The praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such that we can never do justice to this, subhanallah. Allah Kareem has praised him in the Holy Quran Paak, and the entire Quran is in the praises of the beloved Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Kareem states, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah Kareem has elevated the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. So let's inshallah azza wa jalla unite in the dhikr of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My ishara and my indication to Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Hafidhahullah to please recite a kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله عام کرتا ہوں وہ رحمت رحمان گیا دشمنوں پر بھی وہ کرتا ہوا احسان گیا جس کے افضاء لو کرم کو ہے جہاں مال گیا نعمت بانٹتا جس سم وہ ذیشان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا ساتھ ہی منشی رحمت کا قلم دان گیا جڑ گیا تجھ سے وہ رحمان کو پہچان گیا پھر گیا تجھ سے جو پھر جانب شیطان گیا تیرا منکر جو ہوا اس کا تو ایمان قہر قہار سے دشمن تیرا مقہور رہا فضل باری سے فدائی تیرا مسرور رہا اہل ایمان پہ ہے احسان تیرا بھرپور وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا سر ہے وہ سر جو تیرے قدموں پہ قربان گیا خاص بندے ہیں خدا کے وہ ہوئے شاہ انا ان کا فرمان حقیقت میں ہوا رب کا کلام دین و ایمان کی ہے جان وہ روح اسلام انہیں جانا انہیں مانا نہ رکھا غیر سے کام للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا للہ الحمد میں دنیا سے مسلمان گیا کب تلک دور مدینے سے یہ برہاں تڑپے قلب بے چین مدینے کی طرف ہی مچلے قلب بے چین مدینے کی خاطر مچلے آنکھ بھی دے مدینہ کے لیے ہی ترسے جانو دل ہو شوخ رد سب تو مدینے پہنچے تم نہیں چل تیرا سارا تو سامان گیا نعمتیں بانٹتا جسم سو ذیشان گیا.
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Maulana Sahib, this was a new andaz. And for the first time, I have heard this andaz in which Maulana Sahib has recited the kalam, MashaAllah. And Maulana Sahib has actually added the tazmeen in this kalam for the first time that we have heard, MashaAllah. Beautiful, beautiful. Kalame Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Ni'mate baatta jissamt wazi sha gaya. Saathi munshi'i rahmat ka kalam da gaya. In whichever direction the Honorable Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had traveled to, he had went to do what? To distribute his mercy. Subhanallah. Jiha. To distribute his rahmah and his mercy. So would the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a scribe, went the appointed angel of mercy. Subhanallah. 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 So the angel of mercy accompanied the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in whichever direction Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would travel to distribute the mercy which Allah has bestowed upon him. Subhanallah. So there are ahadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah Kareem is the giver and I am the distributor. Subhanallah. So distributing the bounties and the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam never left any person deprived of this mercy, dear viewers. Whoever had asked for whatever he wished, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had bestowed upon that person. Thus, Allah says, لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا. میرے مولا, میرے آقا, تیرے قربان گیا. He says, thoughts are being diverted to others. لے خبر جلد کے غیروں کی طرف دھیان گیا. Subhanallah, thoughts are being diverted to others. So, Ya Rasulullah sallam, please assist and aid me quickly. Come to my aid. For my thought and my mind is diverting to others. And it happens. You know what happens? When there is a lack in a person's trust, when there is a doubt in your mind, ki pata nahi milega ki nahi milega, kab milega, kaise milega, kaun dega hame? Allahu Akbar. So he says, le khabar jald ki ghairo ki taraf dhyan gaya. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my master, oh my beloved king, please assist me quickly, I beg you. Why? Because thoughts are being diverted to others. میرے مولا, میرے آقا, تیرے قربان گیا. Oh my master, oh my beloved king, I beg you sincerely, come to my aid and remove my difficulties. Subhanallah. 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 So in this kalam, every couplet is just so amazing. Subhanallah. This is one of my favorite couplets of this kalam. This shir is just amazing. Subhanallah. And it teaches us that we all have hearts, right? But which is the true heart? We all have heads. But what is the true head, the head which is accepted in the court of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Hazrat gives that answer in this couplet when he says, Dil hai wo dil, dil hai wo dil, jo teri yaad se ma'amoor raha. A true heart is only that heart which gives out the fragrance or which glows in your love splendidly. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bas wahi dil hai. We all have hearts in our chest just beating all the time until the last moment we live in this world. But how many of our hearts are beating in the love of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kiska dil sarkar hi ke liye dhadak raha? We all have heads. Allah says, sar hai wo sar jo tere qadmo pe qurban gaya. And a real head is that head which is sacrificed at your blessed feet. Blissfully, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bas wahi sar hai. And Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan had proven this through their actions in various battles. Subhanallah. Time does not permit otherwise. Subhanallah. We have so many beautiful stories and waqiyas that will really touch our hearts, dear viewers. But for you to understand, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is one example. During the night of migration, during the moment of migration, when he radiallahu an would walk next to the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at times in front, then at the back, on the right, on the left. And this is how he was accompanying the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was migrating from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired from him, "O Siddiqui Akbar, what is the matter? Why do I find you walking in front of me, then suddenly behind me, to the right, to the left? What is the matter? What has disturbed you? What has caused you to walk in this fashion?" He radiallahu anhu replied, he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as I am walking with you, this thought then comes to my mind. For the enemies are in search for us both. And if any enemy would come and attack before anything happens to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam," Siddiqui Akbar presents his heart and his chest out. "The spear and the arrow would have to pass through me to ever reach you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then when I'm walking in the front, this thought will come, what if the enemy has come from the back? Then I would take cover from behind, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I would guard you from behind, then sometimes from the right, and then sometimes from the left." This is that heart which is beating in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then you have heard the waqi'ah in the story of the ghar in the cave itself, how he radiallahu an placed his mubarak toe into the hole that was uncovered, and there was a snake there which bit Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. But the reason why he placed his toe there was so that nothing should harm Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, if our hearts are beating in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is your responsibility? What can you do to show your love for him sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The answer would be to follow his sunnah, dear viewers. Jiha. Follow his teachings, subhanallah. Smile like him. Walk like him, eat like him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sleep like him sallallahu alayhi wasallam, treat your family, jihad, treat your families like the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. Do all of this. This will prove that you truly love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah. So that was Kalam-e-Ala Hazrat just after the Munajat, Hamde Bari Ta'ala. اب ہم دوبارہ نوید بھائی کی جانب جاتے ہیں. حضرت اب کوئی کلام سنائیں ماشاءاللہ. اب ماشاءاللہ مولانا عبد القادر صاحب has taken us to مدینۃ المنورہ. اب ہمیں آگے بھی پہنچا دے سبحان اللہ کی ہمارے دل اور ہماری روح کے اندر. May the love of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم enter fully and completely, dear viewers. سبحان اللہ.
منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دعا کر دے, منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دعا کر دے, منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دعا کر دے, منور میری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دعا کر دے, غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلفے توتا کر دے, غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلفے توتا کر دے, جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہی با کر دے, جہاں بانی عطا کر دے بھری جنت ہی با کر دے, نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے, نبی مختار کل ہے جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے, جہاں میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دے, جہاں میں ان کی چلتی ہے وہ دم میں کیا سے کیا کر دے زمین کو آسمان کر دے سوریا کو سرا کر دے زمین کو آسمان کر دے سوریا کو سرا کر دے اور فضا میں اڑنے والے ہوں نہ اتراے ندا کر دے فضا میں اڑنے والے ہوں نہ اتراے ندا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے وہ جب چاہے جسے چاہے اسے فرما روا کر دے اور نبی سے جو ہو بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دے نبی سے ہو جو بیگانہ اسے دل سے جدا کر دے پدر مادر برادر مالو جا ان پر فدا کر دے پدر مادر برادر مالو جا ان پر فدا کر دے مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور مجھے کیا فکر ہو اختر میرے یاور ہے وہ یاور بلاؤں کو جو میری خود گرفتار بلا کر دے بلاؤں کو جو میری خود گرفتار بلا کر دے منور میں ری آنکھوں کو میرے شمس و دہا کر دے غموں کی دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلف دوتا کر دے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ Another famous kalam has been recited tonight, mashallah azza wa jalla. This kalam is composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Maulana Akhtar Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful and amazing kalam. Munawwar, meri aankhon ko mere shamsud duha kar de. Now this kalam speaks about granting more radiant in our eyes. And he makes his plea in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, grant the light to my eyes, my radiant late morning sun, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wills. Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamsud duha, my radiant late morning sun, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant the light and noor to my eyes, کی غموں کے دھوپ میں وہ سایہ زلف دوتا کر دے ان دا بلسٹرنگ ہیٹ آف سوروز اینڈ پین تکالیف اینڈ وریز آف دس ورلڈ شیڈ می ود ہز ہیئر لاکس ایز ہی ولڈ اللہ اکبر یعنی دا امیزنگ اینڈ بیوٹیفل زلفیں آف دا بلبٹ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گرانٹ می دا شیڈ آف یور مبارک ہے یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم گرانٹ می ریفیوج ود ان یور بال اینڈ یور بلسٹ ہے یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم So that will shade me from the blistering heat of sorrows and takleef, subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, in the next couplet, he increases our aqeedah and he teaches the world a lesson. He says, Jahabani ata kar de, bhari jannat hiba kar de. Grant the kingdom of this world or bestow a plentiful paradise. Subhanallah, grant the kingdom of this dunya or bestow a plentiful paradise. نبی مختار کل ہیں جس کو جو چاہے عطا کر دے اللہ اکبر The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has absolute authority اللہ کریم has given him such authority so granting anything to anyone as he wills this is the maqam of the beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم So what can you grant, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ? Anything as you wish. You can make someone the king of this world. And if you want, you can grant him paradise and Jannah as well. Which portion of Jannah, which daraja of Jannah? It is your choice, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the narration of Hazrat Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. When this great companion asked, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the option to ask, jo chahe manglo, Allahu Akbar. This companion asked for the companionship of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know that the text of the hadith is, وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. Is there anything else that you would wish for besides this? Because this is something which the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has already granted. Allahu Akbar. It is something which we have been granted already. Is there anything else that you desire besides this? Subhanallah. That's not one narration. There are numerous ahadith and narrations where Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam granted companions things that you will be amazed, dear viewers, to even hear. Somebody asked for memory. Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had granted him a good memory. Someone asked for power and authority upon the earth, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him that as well. To such an extent, when they asked for miracles to be shown on the skies, and that the demand was to split the moon in two halves, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even split the moon in two halves. He brought the sun back to its position after being set for Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu to perform his namaz e asr. Animals recognized him, stones and other creatures recognized him. They send salams upon Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his authority, dear viewers. Everything is in the control of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who has granted him this control? Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madinah ki? Can you imagine? This is the authority of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he chooses a simple life. Jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hiba kar de, nabi mukhtare kul hain, jisko jo chahein. Ata kar de, subhanallah. Every couplet of this kalam is just so amazing, mashallah, subhanallah. And there was one couplet about the parents being sacrificed, subhanallah. It's a lengthy kalam, mashallah, and few ash'ar were recited in this, in tonight's program, subhanallah. Nabi se jo ho begana, usse dil se juda kar de. So discard from your heart what the one who has no connection with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove that person. Take him out of your heart. This great personality has stated, Mulana Akhtar Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has stated, Nabi se ho jo begana. The person who has no connection with Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your job with that person? What is your friendship with such a person? Remove him from your heart. That is, sacrifice your father, mother, family, wealth, and life upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the love for the beloved Nabi. That you should sacrifice everything just as the companions had sacrificed, subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madinah channel, we move on to the next kalam, another beautiful kalam. Chale ab Madinah ka koi zikr ho jaye, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Madinah chalte hain. Dikha de ya ilahi woh Madinah, kaisi basti hain, jahan par raat din maula teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wo shahre muhabbat jahan Mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko ji chahta hai wo shahre muhabbat jahan Mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko ji chahta hai wo sone se kankar wo chaandi se mati nazar mein basane ko ji chahta hai wo shahre mahabbat jahan Mustafa hai wahi ghar banane ko ji chahta hai jo poocha nabi ne ke kuch ghar bhi choda to siddiq akbar ke hoton pe aaya jo
پوچھا نبی نے کہ کچھ گھر بھی چھوڑا تو صدیق اکبر کے ہونٹوں پہ آیا وہاں مال و دولت کی کیا حیثیت ہے وہاں مال و دولت کی کیا حیثیت ہے جہاں جان اٹھانے کو جی چاہتا ہے وہ شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے
جہاد محبت کی آواز گونجی کہا حنزلہ نے یہ دلہن سے اپنی جہاد محبت کی آواز گونجی کہا حنزلہ نے یہ دلہن سے اپنی اجازت اگر دو تو جام شہادت اجازت اگر دو تو جام شہادت لبوں سے لگانے کو جی چاہتا ہے شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے
وہ ننھا سا اصغر وہ ایڑی رگڑ کر یہی کہہ رہا تھا وہ خیمے میں رو کر وہ ننھا سا اصغر جو ایڑی رگڑ کر یہی کہہ رہا تھا وہ خیمے میں رو کر اے بابا میں پانی کا پیاسا نہیں ہوں اے بابا میں پانی کا پیاسا نہیں ہوں میرا ظلم جانے کو جی چاہتا ہے وہ شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے ستاروں سے یہ چاند کہتا ہے ہر دم تمہیں کیا بتاؤں وہ ٹکڑوں کا عالم ستاروں سے یہ چاند کہتا ہے ہر دم تمہیں کیا بتاؤں وہ ٹکڑوں کا عالم اشاروں میں آقا کہ اتنا مزہ تھا کہ پھر ٹوٹ جانے کو جی چاہتا ہے اشارے میں آقا کہ اتنا مزہ تھا کہ پھر ٹوٹ جانے کو جی چاہتا تھا وہ شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے
جو دے
دیکھا ہے روئے جمال رسالت تو طاہر عمر صفا سے یہ بولے بڑی دشمنی تھی مگر اب تلک تو بڑی دشمنی تھی مگر اب تلک تو غلامی میں آنے کو جی چاہتا ہے شہر محبت جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے
ماشاء اللہ شہر محبت This is that beautiful and beloved city for whom numerous and countless poems, kalams have been composed and written. Aapne kabhi suna Naveed bhai ki kisi bhi shahar ke liye duniya mein itne kalam likhe gaye hon? Maulana sahab, have you ever heard of any city in the world? Agar koi jagah hai na duniya mein to bas Makkah Madina hi hai. It is only Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Halanki duniya mein, in the world, there are many sites and many sceneries that people love. People go and spend thousands of pounds and lots of money to go and visit and see ki ye jagah kisi jagah hai. Lekin, subhanallah, Madinatul Munawwara is that place ki ushaq to waha marne ke liye bhi dua mangte hain. Subhanallah. We make dua and we supplicate that when mouth and death reaches us, it shall reach us in the city of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madinah ki? The poet says, wo shahre muhabbat, that city of love, جہاں مصطفیٰ ہے where محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is residing, he is resting beneath that beautiful green dome in مدینہ المنورہ. وہی گھر بنانے کو جی چاہتا ہے, بس وہی جگہ ہے. It is there that my heart longs to build a house, to build a home, سبحان اللہ. وہ سونے سے کنکر وہ چاندی سی مٹی نظر میں بسانے کو دل چاہتا ہے. Those pebbles like gold, that soil like silver, subhanallah. What about the gold and silver, the pebbles that look like gold and those, that soil that looks like silver? He says, nazar mein basane ko dil chahta hai, the heart desires to behold them within my sight, subhanallah. Allahu akbar. Aapke qadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein, zarra zarra roshan hain aaj bhi Madine ka, subhanallah, subhanallah. Just thinking about Madinatul Munawwara, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu would supplicate, oh Allah Kareem, grant me martyrdom in your path and death in the city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madine ki? The poet then, of course, he capsulates and he puts this beautiful shir together way Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu sacrificed everything. Jo poochha Nabi ne ki kuch ghar bhi choda. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, have you left anything at home? Oh, Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu, have you left anything at home? This was the call of love, subhanallah, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked companions to bring whatever they could. And at this point here, for a certain battle, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accumulating wealth from the companions. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu and other companions to also bring whatever they could from their homes. So Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu also went, and Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu also went to their homes to fetch and bring along with them whatever they could to uplift to their realm. So when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu arrived with his wealth, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now this is the scenery, right? He says, jo poochha Nabi ne ki kuch ghar bhi choda. When he left everything at the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet is now saying, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Abu Bakr, Siddiq radiallahu anhu, have you left anything at home? To Siddiq Akbar ke honto pe aaya. Then upon the lips of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, this reply came. Waha malo dolat ki kya hai haqeeqat? What reality do wealth and riches hold there? Kahan pe? Jahan jaha lutane ko ji chahta hai. Where the heart longs to lay down my life, subhanallah. Where the heart longs to be sacrificed. What is the wealth of this dunya? I have left Allah and my Rasul behind for my family. Subhanallah. This was the historical answer of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, documented, dear viewers. Ki, I have left Allah and my Nabi for my family. And that is sufficient. It suffices my family for the rest of our lives. We don't need anything else. Whatever I had at home, I have brought everything for Islam. Subhanallah, at the feet of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye to maal hai, baaki mera jaan bhi to hazir hai ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My life is also sacrificed upon you. What is the haysiyat and the status of this wealth of the world? Then he says, jihad-e-muhabbat ki awaz goonji. Another narration, subhanallah, about Sayyidina Hanzala radiyallahu anhu. He just got married, dear viewers. A new bride in his home, subhanallah. And he goes towards his wife. Allahu Akbar. And then he hears this call, the call of struggle, of love, that echoed in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Jihad-e-muhabbat ki awaz goonji. When the call for the battle echoed, and this call was a call of love. Kaha hanzalane ye dulhan se apni, he radiyallahu an said to his bride, ijazat agar do to jame shahadat. Labo se lagane ko ji chahta hai. If you grant me permission, oh my wife, then the cup of martyrdom, the heart desires to place it upon the lips. Allahu. I desire and wish to place the cup of martyrdom to my lips. Main jaam-e shahadat apne labo se lagana chahta hun. And when he became shaheed radiyallahu an, the narration goes on, subhanallah. It is stated about him that his title is the one who has been given ghusl by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narrations mention that when they were searching for him, they found his blessed body was already given the ritual bath. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the angels had given him this ghusl, subhanallah. Wo nannasa asghar, wo edi ragad kar, yahi keh raha tha, wo khayme mein rokar. Then we go to Karbala. The poet takes us to Karbala. And Ali Asghar radiyallahu an was just a few months old. Imam Hussain radiyallahu an is asking the Yazidi people to give him a drop of water, some water to save the life of this child who is not involved in this battle, in this fight. None of us are actually involved, but you want to fight with us. But what and why do you stop the water from reaching this camp? At least allow for this little child to drink some water. So the poet says, "Wo nannasa asghar jo eri ragad kar." At that point in time, when a person said, okay, fine, we will quench his thirst. And they fired an arrow which penetrated and pierced the blessed body of Ali Asghar radiyallahu an, who began to rub his heels and kick his hands and legs in the blessed arms of Sayyidu Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu an. However, as Ali Asghar radiyallahu anhu began rubbing his heels, wo nanhasa asghar jo eri ragad kar, yahi keh raha tha wo khayme mein rokar. As he was rubbing his heels, crying in the tent, it seemed as if he was trying to say, "E baba, main pani ka pyaasa nahi hu. Oh my father, I am not thirsty for water. My legs are rubbing and I'm kicking my hands and legs not because I'm thirsty for water. Mera sar katane ko ji chahta hai. My heart longs to have my head sacrificed also for Islam, subhanallah. In the love of this family, for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Kya baat hai Madine ki? How great was this family? How great is this family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Dear viewers, we owe them our lives. We owe them everything. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sitaro se ye chand kehta hai hardam. Tumhe kya bataun wo tukdo ka alam. The moon always says to the stars. When you see the moon, mashallah, you also see some stars around the moon, right? Actually, when you see the full moon, Mulana Sahib, it's very hard to witness the stars. Because jab chand zahir hota hai, phir uski roshni se sitare chup jate hain. But, mashallah, when you see, the poet is saying that the moon and the stars had a conversation, and the moon always says to the stars, what he says, "Tumhe kya bataun tukdo ka alam?" What do you know of the state of being split into pieces? You have no idea. You don't know what is the state of being split into pieces. Isharon mein aaka ke itna maza tha. The moon is speaking to the stars and saying, there was such delight in the gesture of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ke jab aaka ne mujhe do tukde farmaye the, when the beloved Nabi had split me, there was so much of maza, there was so much of joy and delight in that, ke phir toot jane ko ji chahta hai, that the heart longs to be broken once again, subhanallah. Bas aaka ke ishare mein to maza tha. As he pointed towards me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, itna maza tha ki phir toot jane ko ji chahta hai. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem hamein muhabbat-e rasool ata farmaye. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All these kalams and naats show us the authority of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how much do we love him when the moon obeys his command, dear viewers. As insan, we should also obey his command, the command of Allah azza wa jalla and his blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because everything in this world are subservient and they obey the command of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, hum to insan hain, badarja aula. We should, of course, obey the commands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, this was the kalam of Shahre Muhabbat. What a beautiful kalam, subhanallah. Once again, inshallah, after some time, we will recite this kalam, inshallah, to for those who have not heard it in this program, inshallah. Now we move on to the next kalam. Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib se darkhast hai ki inshallah bhi naat pak sunaye.
Tu shah hai khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Tu shah hai khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Tu shah hai khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Yahi bole sidra wale chamne jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Tu shah hai khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Chehra ummul kitab tera, na ban saki hai, na ban sakega, na ban saki hai, na ban sakega, misal teri, jawab tera. Tu shah hai khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Shah-e-Khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Tu hi hai awwal, tu hi hai aakhir, mila hai husne dawam tujhko. Har baabe nazar ko koi aisa na milega, bande to mil jayenge maula na milega. Tareekh agar dhoondegi sani ye Muhammad, sani to badi cheez hai saaya na milega. Tu hi hai awwal, tu hi hai aakhir, mila hai husne dawam tujhko, mila hai husne dawam tujhko, hai umr lakhon baras ki teri, hai umr lakhon baras ki teri, magar hai taza shabab tera. Tu shah-e khuba, tu jaane jana hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Ho mushk-o-anbar ya hue jannat, nazar mein uski hai be ho usko anbar ya bhue jannat, nazar میں اس کی ہے بے حقیقت ملا ہے جس کو ملا ہے جس نے ملا ہے جس کو ملا ہے جس نے ملا ہے جس کو ملا ہے جس نے پسینہ رشک گلاب تیرا تو شاہ خوبا تو جانے جانا جانا تو شاہ خوبا تو جانے جانے جانا تو شاہ خوبا تو جانے جانا ہے چہرہ ام الکتاب تیرا
میں تیرے حسن بیان کے صدقے میں تیری میٹھی زبان کے صدقے میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں میں نثار تیرے کلام پر ملی یوں تو کس کو زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں میں تیرے حسن بیان کے صدقے میں تیری میٹھی زبان کے صدقے میں تیری میٹھی زبان کے صدقے میں تیری حسن بیان کے صدقے میں تیرے حسن بیان کے صدقے میں تیری میٹھی زبان کے صدقے پرنگ کے خوشبو دلوں پہ اترا کتنا دلکش خطاب تیرا شاہ خوبا تو جانے جانا ہے چہرہ ام الکتاب تیرا
ہے تو بھی صائم عجیب انسان کہ روز محشر سے ہے گرا سا ہے روز محشر سے ہے ہراسا ارے تو جل کی ہے نعت پڑھتا ارے تو جل کی ہے نعت سنتا ارے تو جل کی ہے نعت لکھتا ارے تو جل کی ہے نعت پڑھتا وہی تو لیں گے حساب تیرا شاہ خوبا تو جانے جانا ہے چہرہ ام الکتاب تیرا
اللہ اکبر وللہ الحمد ماشاءاللہ I have really enjoyed this kalam ماشاءاللہ This is one of my favorites یا سیدی And میرا گمان یہی ہے کہ اس کو بھی پہلی مرتبہ پڑھا گیا ماشاءاللہ For the first time This kalam as well has been recited in our program called Praises of the Chosen One Dear Viewers Subhanallah Trust me this is not just the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Rather praises of his beauty It reminds us of the reality and the mercy of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam It shows us actually what is the maqam in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani, what is the maqam of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla and who we sinners are in reality. Yeh hamari haqeeqat bhi isme shamil hai, ki who, what are our weaknesses and our sins and what is the command and the authority of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, the poet says, Tu shahe khuba, tu jane jana, hai chehra ummul kitab tera. You are the king of all beauty. The life of every heart. Hai chehra ummul kitab tera. Your face reflects the essence of the book
یعنی القرآن نہ بن سکی ہے نہ بن سکے گا مثال تیری نہ جواب تیرا. No one like you was ever created and none would ever be like you, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unmatched, not just in appearance, in physical appearance, but in character, in mercy, as well as in closeness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Subhanallah. The character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being praised here. That subhanallah, you are of a superb, your akhlaq and your character is of a superb standard, dear viewers of Madinah. Allahu Akbar. Kash, kash, we could receive just 1% of that and make our lives better. Because everything is connected to one's character. If your akhlaq is good, everything will remain straight, dear viewers. And once akhlaq is corrupted, nah, everyone is affected by that. Even those who live within the home are also affected by one's character. Allah Kareem, hame nek banaye. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Because of time, dear viewers, we have 10 minutes, inshallah. And I was wanting to recite, or wanting for the brothers to recite, manqabat, inshallah. But kya kahein, kis sher ko padhe, kis sher ko chode? Sabhi achha hai, mashallah. Aur bhi to pyare pyare ashar hai. Phir kabhi, inshallah, digar ashar ka tarjuma kiya jayega, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Filhal ke liye, for now, we move towards the manaqib session. We have like about 11 minutes, inshallah, azza wa jalla, with the nisbat of Gyarvi Sharif. 11 minute hai. تو گیارہویں شریف کی نسبت سے انشاءاللہ عزوجل یہ کلام پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ سرکار غوث‌اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث‌اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا ایسے سخی کا منگتا پھرتا ہے مارا مارا سرکار غوث‌اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا سرکار غوث‌اعظم نظر کرم خدا را میرا خالق صبر دو میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا مولا علی کا صدقہ گنجے شکر کا صدقہ علاج رکھ لو یا غوث، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم، نظرِ کرم خدا را میرا خالقا صبر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا
میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا مولا علی کا صدقہ، گنجِ شکل کا صدقہ، مولا علی کا صدقہ، خواجہ پیا کا صدقہ، مولا علی کا صدقہ، صوفی پیا کا صدقہ، مولا علی کا صدقہ، باشا پیا کا صدقہ، میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم، نظرِ کرم خدا را
میرا خالقا صبر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا یہ تیرا کرم ہے یا غوث کی بلا لیا ہے در پر، کہاں روح سیا فریدی، کہاں آستا تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم، نظرِ کرم خدا را میرا خالقا صبر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا.
والحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اب تو ہم آقا کی باتیں سن رہے تھے نا، اب یہ غلاموں کی باتیں ہیں. سبحان اللہ. This is the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at their authority, like Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayhi. Just as our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the master and the leader of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, our Ghawse is the leader of all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or what darwaza khula hai, subhanallah. Sarkari Ghawse Azam, oh my master, oh the great helper. Ghawse means the one who is the helper. Nazar-e-karam. We tell each another all of this all the time. Nazar-e-karam farmaiye. If you tell Ghawse Pak to perform or to cast his merciful gaze upon you, subhanallah, phir aap dekhiye ki aapke saath kya hota hai, subhanallah. The poet says, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, cast your merciful gaze upon me as well. Mera khali kaasa bhar do, fill my empty begging bowl, main faqeer hu tumhara, for I am your beggar, ya Ghawse Pak rahmatullah alayh. We have like 3 minutes now. Allahu Akbar. Every couplet of this kalam is amazing. Phir inshallah azawajalla kuch ashar sunte hain kisi dusri manqabat ka bhi inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aaya hai ye tera deewana shay'an lillah. Aaya hai ye tera deewana shay'an lillah, kehta hai ye har dam mastana, shay'an lillah, tu peer mera lasani hai, tu peer
آلہ زانی ہے اور غوث میرا جیلانی ہے تو پیر میرا لاسانی ہے اور غوث میرا جیلانی ہے میں تیرا مرید اور دیوانا شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ آیا ہے یہ تیرا دیوانا شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ ہے حکم تیرا حکم ربی ایک پل میں جو چاہے کرتے وہی ہے حکم تیرا حکم ربی ہے حکم تیرا حکم ربی ایک پل میں جو چاہے کرتے وہی ہر دور ہے تیرا شاہانہ شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ خوشتر کو بلایا روزے پر امید سے بڑھ کر دی نعمت خوشتر کو بلایا روزے پر امید سے بڑھ کر دی نعمت ہو لطف و کرم سالانا شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ شیئ اللہ آیا ہے یہ تیرا دیوانا شیئ اللہ
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, and this kalam brings us right to the end of the program, dear viewers. We have been, the last kalam was actually the kalam of Hazrat Ibrahim Khushtar Rahmatullah Ali, SubhanAllah. Ye, MashaAllah, pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I was blessed to visit his Mazar Sharif, Alhamdulillah, with Nigrani Shura, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, and other great members of Da'wat Islami, SubhanAllah. Traveling in their company for the sake of Islam, subhanAllah. We presented ourselves at his beautiful mazar and shrine, which is in Mauritius, subhanAllah. So we hope that, mashallah, wherever the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla are residing, we present ourselves there and we gain faizan and blessings from them as well, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla. Allah Kareem hame mu'af farmaye, aur sabko nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye. Having said this, dear viewers, this brings us right to the end. And inshaAllah, we look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place on your Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
praises of the chosen one praises of the chosen rasulullah the chosen one a blessing to mankind rasulullah the chosen one a blessing to mankind a guiding light forever in our hearts and